Drive Time. News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
Thank you so much for listening to News Radio 92.3. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I hope you had an amazing Easter weekend with your family, maybe some Easter egg hunts, good food. Back at it this Monday. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm here with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How was your Easter?
Wonderful, thank you.
Good. Did you get to spend time with family?
No, alas. My closest family is in Louisiana.
Oh.
And most in Texas. So I didn't get to.
That's okay.
But they're all coming July 4th. So.
Oh, that's my favorite holiday.
Looking forward to that.
Yes.
I twice played a little golf over the weekend at the golf wall on Friday evening. I played a little golf in the putting contest.
I love it.
Did not do well, but
it's okay.
It's what's new.
It is what it is, right?
Yeah. But we had a wonderful time there at the golf ball. Other than that, actually fairly quiet.
Sometimes that's okay.
Yeah.
Right? Just a quiet weekend, not too crazy, not too busy. You know, I have a little one, so we had Easter egg hunt. And
so what did you do for Easter egg hunt Sunday morning? Because it was so cold.
It was. So what I normally do at home is I just put some things out for from the Easter bunny, and then we went to church, and then I went to a friend's house, and it was windy and cold. It got a little bit warmer, I think, in the afternoon, but you know, we just hit them outside, and they don't care about the cold at that point. They just want the candy and the eggs. So
so you could afford eggs, huh?
Yeah. Nope, they were the plastic ones.
Oh, the plastic ones.
You know, the $2 ones from Dollar Tree, you know.
Here's a tip for next year. I saw on TV, I forget which program, that people are now painting potatoes.
Really?
And hiding them.
Interesting.
Because, you know, the kids can't eat all that candy anyway.
They don't.
Nor would you want them to.
I throw it away.
So you could peel the potato and make French fries afterwards.
That's smart. I never thought about that.
I thought that was a wonderful idea.
Yeah. Hmm. Do you think the kids would be happy about that?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Probably not.
They'll be like, you hid potatoes? Really?
Yeah, maybe just one. You know, in England, we're just talking with Candy about England, and that just reminded me that in England you would not hide eggs. You would give one large egg, a chocolate egg, usually a Cadbury milk chocolate, or plain chocolate, I guess. But they came in a big presentation box, and often there were candies inside.
Oh.
So you would the kids would break open the egg, and the candies would fly over. And I'd like that custom. We should do that in this country.
It sounds like fun.
Although I understand kids, it's
tradition.
They hunt the eggs. It's fun. Yeah.
It's fun. And then they color eggs and get the dye everywhere. And then you don't know what to do with the colored dyed eggs.
Yeah.
Because they've cracked them and there's dye all inside the egg. It's a mess, but it's fun. They remember those good times.
Well, you almost have to take out a second mortgage to buy eggs.
No, right. No eggs. No real eggs this year.
No real eggs. Yeah.
So, what is going on downtown? I see we have the downtown crowd newest issue.
Yes. And we have a special little feature about vinyl records, which is not necessarily downtown, but
that's coming back, vinyl records.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that.
We discussed it last week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fidelity of a vinyl record is so much better than digital. Experts in this, that they'll tell you that, as I understand it, that because it's digital, sometimes particularly in the higher end, it gets a little shrieky and distorted, a little thin. Full musicality, you should listen to a vinyl record. because it's so much more trouble, you know, to it's put true. On a record and all that other stuff.
It is nostalgic, though.
Yeah.
It is nostalgic.
Yes.
They've got some really cool record players these days, though.
Yeah.
They're pretty neat.
Hmm.
I know my daughter wanted one for her birthday last year. And I said, are you really going to have vinyl records and go buy them? Yes, Mom, I am. It's like, all right.
Well, I think it maybe sounds like a great idea.
It does sound
when
like
it comes
a great
down to it. It's mm-hmm. kind of like, you know, fad that passes.
Yeah.
Maybe. Hopefully not.
So you have an article, Vinyl Revival.
Yeah.
Talking about reviving vinyl records, and that's pretty awesome. Record Store Day on April 22nd. Anticipation of Record Store Day. What is that about with the vinyl records with Eric Jones? Owner of Pensacola Revolver Records.
So, what you have to do is read Downtown Crowd, then you'll know.
Yeah, exactly. So I didn't know if he was having something coming up. But definitely, if you get you a little Downtown Crowd and read all about what's going on, for sure. He's got Summer Jams, Earth Day Pensacola, Hopes in Horticulture, Five Questions with Creatives. This is really neat. It's got all kinds of things for us to do in the Pensacola area. Hopes in Horticulture, that sounds really cool. For Earth Day, if you celebrate Earth Day. So pretty neat.
Hmm.
Yes. And we also have Pensacola Magazine. Any new episodes? I keep calling it episodes. Issues. Excuse me. This is not a TV show.
there are going to be two editions of Pensacola Magazine this month.
Oh, fun.
Mm. The first one is, which will be back from the printers actually this week.
Okay.
Is the Special Parade of Homes edition.
Oh, fun.
So it lists all of the homes in the Parade of Homes and an article about the show home. And that is, it's a huge edition. It's over 100 pages. And it'll, as I said, we'll be here this week. It took a lot of putting together. And at the last minute, we got it to the printers just on time. So it'll be back in time for the kickoff, the pre-party, et cetera, of the Parade of Homes.
Oh, that'll be really nice.
So, if you are thinking about buying a home, it is just the addition for you.
Yes, I really enjoy those, looking through it.
Then, right after that, comes our annual wedding edition.
Oh, yes.
You may know that every year we do a cover contest, and brides send in their pictures. We had over 60 entries this year, and the one that's judged to be the best is the cover.
Oh, that's fine.
So one lucky bride is on the cover of Pensacola Magazine.
Oh.
Of course, it's I know who it is, but I can't tell you.
No, does she know who it is yet?
No.
No. Oh.
No,
so do they not know until it comes out?
Correct.
Now, that's so exciting, though.
The first three we call. And say you've made the final three, and we get extra information.
Okay.
Because we do a little article about each one of them. Mm-hmm. So they know they're in the first three, but they don't know if they were the one. Now, even if they don't win the cover contest, they still are featured inside with a half-page little article and a larger picture.
Right.
And every entrant is featured as well.
Nice.
There's one of the pictures that they enter into the contest. So it's a contest you can't lose.
I love it. And that's so fun. I'm sure they really enjoyed that. But it's exciting to wait till it comes out to see if you were the one on the front. I love that. That you don't quite tell them until they see it.
Yes, that's right.
That makes it great. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Tammy Martin with the Pensacola Expert Panel. You're welcome to join in the conversation, 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Join Ballet Pensacola's artistic director, Darren McIntyre, and guest dancers on this Thursday's Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 a.m. Ballet Pensacola invites you to enter the magical land of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream ballet production on stage at the Clark Family Cultural Center, April 21st through 23rd. Tune in and text in your questions for Darren at 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Listen to Fox News personality Brian Kilmeade interview the latest newsmakers and cover the biggest national stories. Weekdays 11 to 1 on News Radio 92.3.
Listening to News Radio 92.3. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I have Malcolm Ballinger joining me this morning with Ballinger Publishing. We are talking about the newest issue of Downtown Crowd. And he also has a couple of Pensacola magazines that you don't want to miss out on that are coming up. Parade of Homes and a wedding issue that's going to be super exciting.
Absolutely.
There's a contest with that, so I think that'll be really fun to see who...
It's so almost worth getting married again just to enter the contest.
I don't know if it's worth it. I don't think so. You're asking a lot there, Malcolm.
Yeah.
Who wants to get married just so they can enter into the
Well,
contest?
it's a great honor.
I agree. Excuse me. I think it's an amazing honor.
But failing that, you can jam away the summer.
Oh yeah.
At Bands on the Beach. Or Bands on the Bayou, or Blues on the Bay, or Bands on Blackwater. And I've not been to Bands on the Blackwater. But I've been to Bands on the Beach and Bands on the Bayou and Blues on the Bay.
You've been to all of them?
Yes.
I've only been to Bands on the Beach and I really enjoyed it. And you can put your toes in the sand and listen to some music. Bands on the Bayou, Bands on the Bay. That sounds really fun, though. It's amazing that we have all this stuff in Pensacola that you can do. I was just talking about that last week.
And free, too.
And it's free. I mean, there's so many. We're just talking about Easter egg hunts, and there's like one in Pace, one in Milton, one in Beulah, and one in it, and they're all free. So there's so much you can do. You can pick up the latest issue of Downtown Crowd, and it'll tell you everything about, you know, Bands on the Beach, Bands on the Bayou, Bands on the Blackwater. There's a Pensacola Bay Music Fest. That is going to be fun. At Pensacola Bay Fest at the Community Maritime Park. And that's April the 15th from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. There's going to be food trucks, adult beverages. There you go. You're going to grab your lawn chairs or a blanket and head out to Community Maritime Park Amphitheater. Let's see.
Yeah, that amphitheater is really a great place to listen to music. You can take your beach chair.
It is really nice.
Yeah, and you've got the bay behind you.
I know. It's beautiful.
It's fun.
I was just there for Veg Fest. Veg Fest, and that was a lot of fun. It was a big turnout too, but they had a band up there at the amphitheater, and it's really nice. And you can sit right there. I think it's brick right there in the front of the amphitheater is really nice. And then they have all the grass where you can sit as well. So that's pretty cool.
Yes.
The Pensacola Bay Music Fest, let's see, it's $25 and can be purchased at the door. So that's fun. And then other upcoming shows and concerts, 40th Annual Pensacola Jazz Fest. Have you been to the jazz? Do you like jazz music?
A little.
A little? Yeah, me
a little,
too.
Yeah.
I like it when I go to Five Sisters. I'm all of a sudden loving jazz music when I go to Five Sisters and I get all that good food.
Mm.
And they're playing jazz to me. That's so much fun.
I like more traditional jazz.
Traditional
kind of like
jazz music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not too much of a jazz girl, but I do, you know, I as my older age, I appreciate talent in my older age.
You know, your old age?
I am. He doesn't think that I am. He's looking at me. He's like, he's like, no, ma'am.
Did you lie on your resume?
No. Swear I didn't. But I know when I was younger, I really didn't, you know, guitarists and people that play music, it was like no big deal. But the older I get, I really, really appreciate talent. And just mm-hmm. watching them do their art and do it exceptionally well, I think is amazing. And so I really like live music for that reason. To see them playing the guitar or whatever they're playing, the drums and
mm-hmm.
jamming out. It's always a blast. So we have summer jams coming up. And I like that you have five questions with creatives in here. And it has pottery, things like that. If you have questions on here, they have an expert about that. So that's really cool. And then, have you been to the Ballet Pensacola before?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And they have Midsummer's Night Dream coming up.
Yes. They put on wonderful shows. They're very talented young people from mm-hmm. Pensacola. Yes, I would say that, not that I've been to a lot of ballet companies, mm-hmm. but I would think we've got a very, very good one, very, very high level of performance.
And I've read that, Midsummer's Night Dream, in college, so it would be fun to go watch it put into play form, you know,
yeah.
and watch them do their thing with it. I think that'd be fun. It looks amazing. And I think children would enjoy that too, I think.
Midsummer oh, yeah, Night absolutely.
Dream. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely.
You are listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I am your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. You are welcome to join in the conversation at 437-1620. We are going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Join Autism Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10. April is Autism Acceptance Month. Join Autism Pensacola Director Mary McClellan and guests as they talk about the different events going on this month. Autism Pensacola is the leading resource center and community connector for autism support, advocacy, and education. Learn how you can help create a more autism-friendly Northwest Florida. That's this morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
all of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I am your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here this morning with Malcolm Ballinger with Ballinger Publishing. You are welcome to join in the conversation. You want to call, ask him a question about events coming up, maybe the newest episodes that are coming out. You are welcome to at 437-1620. Malcolm, we were talking about opera. So opera's your thing.
Yeah, we were talking about live music, and I told you that my abiding passion is opera.
And then there's something, there is an operazzi coming up, Under the Big Tops.
Under the Big Tops.
So let's talk about that. That's it.
April 29th at Sanders Beach. It is the big fundraiser for the opera. Okay. And it is always a fun event. Actually, last year they had a, a gymnast. Mm-hmm. That sort of had a these wires set up. Mm-hmm. So this young lady was hanging upside down.
Kind of like a trapeze artist? Is that what we're talking about?
In suitable attire. Uh-huh. And she was serving champagne upside down.
to the
guests? Not quite sure why, but she didn't spill a drop.
No way.
it was just fun. Because it's under the big top.
That sounds really fun.
The circus.
I would have made a disaster with that. No one would get any champagne. It would be everywhere. But that is pretty cool that they did that to make it fun under the big top. That's
yeah,
cool.
It's opera people are fun people. We maybe get the reputation of being a little stoic.
I can't see you being stoic at all.
No. opera people are fun people.
I haven't really gotten into opera too much, but it sounds amazing.
You missed the opportunity to go see Carousel. That was just 2 weeks ago, which is obviously not an opera, but it's performed by the opera company, who did an incredible job. And in January, we did La Boheme, one of the best productions, I think, that we've ever done, without doubt. And in Pensacola, opera is on the upsurge. We have a group of young artists every year that perform at the schools and introduce young people to opera. So I really think we're doing a wonderful job of introducing students to the arts. And frankly, in today's educational environment, they're not really exposed to a lot of the arts.
I agree completely. So. Right. So get on out.
Sorry, get off my soapbox. Sorry.
You're listening to Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. We'll be back with Autistic Pensacola, so you don't want to miss out on that.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Escambia County's picked a developer for the